Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I am by myself again. So sorry to disappoint. But I guess today it's going to be a quick one. We're just kind of coming on here to just chit-chat a little bit. But I guess we'll just go over our highs and lows quick. High was definitely so. On Saturday, we did the 10-mile walk that I talked about last week, and by the end of it, it was a little bit rough just because I had only eaten, like, 6 crackers, because the initial plan was for me to go to play some pickleball with some friends at 6 a.m., so I had, like, a little pack of crackers beforehand. And I was going to go play pickleball and then come home. And I was going to eat, like, a more nutritious, you know, meal before the walk. But we ended up going to get coffee and then go straight to the trailhead. So I had crackers and coffee in my system for that walk. It was a really fun walk. We had a lot of fun. It was a really good time. And by the end of it, though, I was just so mentally exhausted. I was just, like, trekking on, you know? It was, like, the last mile or two. I was just tired. But I think next time we do it, which we are going to do it again, so if you aren't already, go join the Facebook group, Girls Lifting Plates. We'll post all the events in there and stuff, but yeah, so for the next time I'm gonna eat more before food is fuel. But yeah, definitely that was my high of the week. Also, I am just in my backyard, so if I pause suddenly and there's weird cutoffs, it's because a train went by, because there's a train track going right through my backyard, so it's loud. Also, I'm, like, walking circles in my yard to get my steps in, so I meet my steps goal. Anyways, sidetrack. Low of the week? I can't really say that I had one. I guess otherwise, just, like, work was so hectic busy today. It's Monday, by the way. Work was just so crazy busy. I didn't even get everything done. It was just crazy. Didn't have time to breathe, pretty much. Not really a low, it's just work, you know? But I get, oh my god, ink almost just ran me over. I guess, you know, if I had to have a low, it would be that, but I wouldn't really call it a low. Other than that, though, let's see, food of the week. I'm trying to think. Oh, me and Sid, after the walk, we splurged on some Panera. I had a, like, BLT sandwich and mac and cheese, because, you know, I'm really not doing great with my dairy freeness, I should say. And then I also had a salad because I was so hungry. I ate, like, 3 full meals. Which I know is not great to do to your digestive system, but I did it anyways. I paid the piper, but that's okay. That was my food of the week. Lift of the week? I don't know. I feel like I've been doing more, like, hybrid stuff, so, like, I guess my, like, activity of the week, I should say, was the walk, just because it was challenging in a different way. It was just, like, more mentally challenging, and I don't know, it was really fun, though. It was just, like, I don't know, so it was me, my mom, my sister, and Sid, who all went, and I don't know, it's a fun group of girls. We're all super duper close, so it wasn't, like, you know, like, small talk at all, which small talk is fine, but after that long, you kind of just, like, go into everything, you know? And so yeah, the walk took us about 3 hours. I think it was a tiny, tiny bit under 3 hours. But we did make a few like bathroom breaks and stuff in there, so that, you know, bathroom fuel, water. So that added some time. But it was, yeah, it was so much fun. Definitely activity of the week, I would have to say. And then hot take. Well, guys, I don't really have one, which is so lame. Maybe I'll come up with one while I'm jabbering on, though. Ink, leave it alone. Hey, buddy. He's snooping on our neighbors. Ink. Anyways, updates though. Okay, here's the thing. There's a potential that I'm gonna be getting a video camera. A small, small potential. And if I do, when I do, I will announce it, obviously. So stay tuned for that. If I do get one though, it's gonna be like a cheaper one just to kind of start, because I don't want to spend a lot of money on something that I'm gonna be like, I don't know, that I don't know if it's gonna work correctly and stuff. I don't know anything about. Like, I would just start with a cheap one just because. Also, your girl is not made of money. So yeah, and I just got a laptop, a cheap one again. But because for wedding planning, I was like, I'm not gonna do this on my phone. So I just got a laptop. So if I can get a camera, then like, it was just, I would have needed a laptop anyway. From the sounds of it, I don't know. I'm not tech savvy. I don't know anything about a podcast YouTube setup. So yeah, let me know if you guys have any tips for that. But yeah, I saw like a YouTube video recorder on Amazon. It was on sale for like under $100, which probably means it's kind of a piece of shit, but it's a good starter, I think, from like what the reviews say anyway. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. And then yeah, that's the update. Like I said, this is gonna be a really short episode. I don't Like, I have a topic planned, but it isn't the longest topic, and I can't go into great detail because I did not get permission from the people I will be talking about. But yeah, so without further ado, I wanted to talk about family a little bit. And me and Sid were kind of talking about this the other day. Because she came over after the walk and stayed the night, which was so fun. We watched some true crime and, yeah, spooked ourselves out right before bed. It was great. Anyways, sidetracked again. Yeah, so we were talking a little bit, like, and we were saying, like, having, like, an athletic or an active family is kind of such a flex these days. And I think that we were so like, oh my God, Ink keeps almost like running me over. We were so like lucky and blessed to like be able to like, because her family too is very athletic and active now even. Like, we're just like lucky to have been born into families like that, where we weren't just sat in front of a computer screen or a TV, and like we were taught like, oh, you go play outside with your neighbor friends. Like, that's what you do when you don't know what to do, you know? Like, and not to say we didn't have screen time at all. Like, that's not to say that at all. But, like, I don't know. We were, like, very imaginative, used our imagination to create games. We would play basketball. We would, like, so we grew up kind of more active with each other. And I think that's just, like, kind of like a flex because it really came into like our adulthood too. Like, it wasn't something that we had to learn how to do in adulthood. We didn't have to learn how to be active now. So thanks mom and dad. But I just like, even my family, like the rest of my family too, are very, like, most of them are very active. My two older siblings are I'm not gonna say your guys' names, but they are training for a marathon, which is like insane to me. On top of that, my older brother, he works out as well. He's built a lot like me, where we're kind of built for lifting, but he can do anything he wants to do, because he's just determined and puts in the work. And yeah, my sister is like a runner through and through. She's so active. She can like just go out and run 5 miles without training. And additionally, my parents are both runners and my mom works out. That's pretty cool to me. Like, I literally flex, or like, yeah, I flex my mom so much. It's insane. I'll literally, yeah, if someone's like, oh, yeah, we're running, whatever. I'm like, yeah, my mom's training for a marathon. So, no, I'm not snotty about it, but I just think it's so cool. And I like love to brag about my family. Because to me, I mean, honestly, they're so impressive to me. Like, it's just the mental game of running is just crazy hard. And I mean, clearly, I have not trained myself to be able to mentally go the distance, you know? But they have put in the work and put in the drive and stuff, and they're just crazy. I don't know. So to me, yeah, to me, my family is just kind of like pretty cool, and I like to brag about them. And I think my 24 listeners should hear how cool they are. But yeah, so with that being said, that was kind of my topic, was just literally like I wanted to brag about my family because I think they're awesome. This is really quite a snobby episode, and I'm so sorry, but I think that like for anyone who is proud of their family as well, they can like relate, hopefully. And I'm not trying to sound snotty or whatever. I'm just really happy. Anyways, yeah, so I think it's just like what I had said before, just like being active growing up has made it so much easier to like kind of stay with it, or like when I falter away from it, get back into it, because I like already kind of know what to do. I know what I need to do to get to where I want to be. For the most part, I mean, I need to learn a lot more about nutrition and balancing and everything. But like I feel like that we all had a good standing point, or like a good starting point, to where we can kind of take off our health and kind of like a not like better than other people, but like a better trajectory than if we hadn't grown up knowing a little bit more of how to take care of ourselves as well. And I think that's just like goes to say a lot about like my parents, Sid's parents. It just goes to show like how their parenting styles really have blessed us as adults now, and how it has, I mean, hell, like they're still like my parents are still running. Like my dad does half marathons. He has like a heart condition, so he can't do much more than that. But like they're still showing what it is to live a healthy lifestyle, and I just think they're like such great role models, for me anyways. And I don't know, it's just pretty, it's been pretty neat to grow up in that setting and in that community also, because I know a lot of the kids that I grew up with, like, and hung out with growing up, they also were like had very active families, and they kind of like not a lot of screen time. They had a lot of outdoor activity and hanging out and stuff, and so that's been really cool. And then even like the friends that I've made in adulthood are awesome. Like they're so fun. I mean, y'all heard from Taylor a few weeks ago. She's crazy. She's a go-getter. I have another friend that I hung out with on Saturday, and she's just so crazy into health and fitness and just so impressive and such like a role model to even me. 'Cause I see all the things she's doing, and I'm like it's kind of like when you have friends who are that health conscious as well, and like they care that much about their health and their fitness and everything, like it's almost just more motivating. Like you kind of build off of each other and you kind of help motivate each other on your down days. And I think surrounding yourself with people that are have that mindset is so healthy, and it's like it's so important. I don't know, like I think I just like I mean, Sid and I have known each other since quite literally day one, and I think having a friend like that growing up has just really been a motivation. She's like, I mean, you guys heard her episode. She's an athlete through and through, and yeah, I think I got really blessed and really lucky with the people that I've been surrounded by growing up, and I am going to absolutely try not to ever take that for granted and kind of make them make me like hold me accountable when things get a little bit rough in the sense of taking care of myself as well. And I have done that before, and it's helpful to have someone there to like hold you accountable with no judgment on if you know miss a day, miss have it like a bad eating week and stuff, you know. I mean, for you personally, I don't know what everyone's goals are. This is just from my experience. Don't come at me, please. Thank you. But yeah, so I just think it's like very important to like surround yourself with the right group of people. And you know, now that I've said that like 10 times, I think that that's really all I'm gonna go with today. We're at, you know, a good 17 minutes, so we can call that an episode, absolutely. So if you're not already, go add me on Snapchat, KAYC-FTNS. Swipe up if you want to be in the girls lifting group. Again, I will only accept females on Snapchat, so you have to either like tell me where you came from by like Instagram or whatever, or just like add me. I think I have a public account. I don't know how all that works. Anyways, TikTok and Instagram are k.ann.fitness. So go follow on there. I've been trying to be a little bit more active with that. And again, I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, to go join the Girls Lifting Plates Facebook group. We do host events, so if you're from Minnesota, like the metro area, there will be some fun ways to get to know more adult friends who are into health and fitness. So definitely do that. If you're not in Minnesota, still go add the group or like join the group. People just post in there like their workouts, some videos that have helped them like with stretching, yoga, whatnot, even just their progress, their what motivates them, some meal ideas, you know, stuff like that. So go join that group. Again, it's Girls Lifting Plates on Facebook. But yeah, without further ado, I will let you guys all go. I hope you guys have a fantastic Tuesday, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.